Archers for the week 6 to 11 May 2001.
And of course, this is International Dawn Chorus Day. So it's not just folk in this country that'll be getting out of bed early, but all over the world.
And is it just birds that people in other countries will be listening out for?
No, there's a whole variety of other creatures around the world that can be heard greeting the new day.
Such as? Yes, what other sorts of animals could we hear, and where?
Well, if we were in Africa, close to one of the big lakes, we'd be hearing rain frogs and tree frogs.
Gosh, wouldn't that be marvellous?
And in South America, we'd be listening out for howler monkeys. But up in Alaska, you'd more likely hear the sea lions barking or a grey wolf howling.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to hear that.
So evocative.
Sorry, would anyone mind if we let Dorothy be talking for a bit? I'm just trying to record.
Sorry, Brenda.
Perhaps the best thing is just to listen for a while.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, let's just have a look at your list, shall we? Oh, I see. You've got blackbird, song thrush, garden warbler.
Simply isn't the variety or the volume there used to be, is there?
That's lovely.
Yeah, Grandad's always going on about how he can't hardly hear any skylarks or song thrushes these days.
Aye, he's right. The tree sparrows have all but disappeared.
Oh, look, Georgia, nest, I'm sure it is there. Oh, sorry, Brenda.
Never mind.
Well, come on, you know what sort it is, William.
Yeah, it's a tit, ain't it?
That's right, good lad.
Yeah, and that's a great tit singing.
Oh, no, that's a nuthat, surely. It's the only bird in the British Isles which can walk down a tree trunk as well as up, isn't it, George?
Well, that isn't a nuthatch, I'm afraid, Linda.
Are you sure?
Yeah, their call's more like a wolf whistle.
Yeah.
Oh, it's easy to get confused, mind. Bird songs are complicated things. Now, just listen to it, eh?
Look, you can see it now.
Yes, it is a great tit. Pity.
Right. Can the people at the front start moving on, eh?
Actually, Nigel, I wondered if we could do a quick insert.
What now?
Well, if that's all right. It'll only take a couple of minutes.
Okay.
Right. Nigel Pardito, as the owner of Lower Loxley, where this dawn chorus walk is taking place, today must mean a lot to you.
That's right. Yes, we're very pleased to be involved. As well as the walk this morning, we're hosting a breakfast in our Orangery Cafe. And then there's the bird fair, of course, taking place in our grounds for the next 2 days. It's a splendid... A splendid... Oh, look, should we start again?
Okay. I'm terribly sorry. It's my hay fever. Nothing I can do.
Oh.
It's a nightingale. Well spotted, Linda. Well, that's quite a rarity in these parts.
And I heard it first.
Here we are, sweetheart. Oh. Breakfast in bed.
Cornflakes, orange juice. Do you want poached or scrambled with your toast?
Not now, Ailey.
That's nonsense. A big breakfast, the best hangover cure there is.
I'll just have the juice.
Yeah. I'm amazed you didn't wake me when you got in. What time was it?
Oh, don't know. Must have been past 2, I suppose.
Wearing any clothes?
Oh, I'll put them in the wash.
Were there any trousers with them?
Oh, no, I come to mention it. No, there wasn't.
Oh, no. It weren't a dream then.
What?
Tom and Doug, they debagged me. I had to run back here and my pants drove off with my trousers.
Well, at least it didn't end up on a night train to Inverness.
Oh, God.
What?
I think Marjorie was up when I got in.
I suppose she's seen worse. At least I didn't go that far with me on Friday.
I just fancy a really nice, quiet day in.
Oh, that sounds good to me. My mum and dad will be out the way soon. They're going off to decorate the hall and we are not allowed to see it.
What about Phoebe?
She's playing nicely in her room. I told her not to disturb you. Big day tomorrow.
Yeah. It's going to be brilliant.
I know. That'll be Bren. Hang on.
Hi, Bren. This is Radio Brenda with your early morning call.
How about breakfast in bed?
That is very sweet of you, Brenda, but I've already made some.
Yeah, thanks all the same, though.
Never mind. By the way, I've got a pair of trousers here that Sid found hanging off the pub sign.
Oh.
But it's important to attract as many different varieties as one can, and a simple bird feeder can help counteract the accumulation of yin energies around the house.
You what energies?
Negative forces, George.
Oh, don't give me that feng shui nonsense.
Feng shui, George. I can see you're determined to be a non-believer.
Yeah, well...
I suppose you've heard, have you, that Siobhan's received an acknowledgement of our petition against the housing development?
Oh, yes, I did.
They're quite wide. Siobhan taking on these responsibilities when she's only lived in the village 5 minutes is beyond me.
Do you really think a petition will make any difference?
Yes, I do. It represents the will of the people.
Oh, I'm not sure they'll give two figs about the will of the people. Not when there's money involved.
Try not to be too cynical, George. Oh, do look at Pip and Josh. Oh, dear. Who's doing the face painting, I wonder? Very realistic bird.
Well... Hey, up, I'd better be off. Chris is expecting me over at the Wildlife Trust store. Hey, you all right, William?
Yeah, this is brilliant, ain't it?
It is, that. I'll catch you later on. Ta-ra.
Bye.
Oh, right, see you then. Yeah, I want to get my mum one of these bird feeders for her birthday next Saturday.
Oh, I'm sure Karen would be delighted. How about this one I've been looking at?
I don't know, it's too fussy.
Well, not really, William. It's actually very practical. Because...
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to draw your attention to one of the events this afternoon in the main arena.
Oh, these ones with fat balls look more like
at
it.
At 2 o'clock, and then again at 4 o'clock, there'll be a demonstration of falconry given by Jessica Dryden. So come along and see her flying her falcons, eagles and hawks.
Wow, I definitely want to see that.
Oh, yes. Robert and I thought about entering the bird spotting race, but we left it too late to collect sponsors.
Ah, you wouldn't have stood a chance against all them twitches anyway.
Oh, you must have seen or heard at least 40 different types this morning.
Yeah, that's true, but shame one of them wasn't a nutshell.
Yes, well, we can all make mistakes, can't we?
So then you sneak away during the party... And all you have to do is pick up the suitcase and put it in the back of the car without Hayley spotting anything, of course.
No problemo. Oh. My feature's on in a few minutes. Gonna listen?
Oh, yeah. How'd it go?
Yeah, great. Should have seen how excited all the twitchers got when we heard the nightingale. Wayne said I'd done really well. But that's nothing compared to what's happening next week.
What's that then?
Oh, dying to tell you, but I mustn't.
Brenda... Is it something to do with me and Ailey?
No, it's nothing to do with you two.
What is it then?
Oh, I really can't.
Oh, all right, please yourself.
But then again, you won't be here on Wednesday, so I could tell you, I suppose.
Brenda, either tell me or don't, but don't keep going on about it.
All right. I'll tell you, but only if you swear you won't breathe a word to anyone else.
I swear. Now tell me.
Okay. I'm doing this live interview on Wednesday's show, right?
Uh-huh.
With his counsellor on the planning committee, all about planning processes.
Well, and that's exciting.
No, that bit isn't, but I'm not just asking him about that, am I?
So what are you asking him then?
Well, it goes like this.
Oh, did you see that, George? The way he flew onto my hand and took the meat?
Indeed I did. There's nothing quite like it, is there? You know... Being so close to something so beautiful, eh?
The way he fanned his tail when he landed. Quite wonderful. And I'm sure he looks at me, sizing me up.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised if he did. They're not daft, you know.
I wonder if Jessica would let me have another go.
Oh, I can see you're hooked, aren't you?
You bet I am.
Do you want another biscuit?
Go on, then. I'm going to come bursting out that dress tomorrow, aren't I?
Be a laugh if you did.
No, it wouldn't. Thank you very much. Is there anything else we're supposed to do before tomorrow?
Oh, I can't think of anything. Why don't we get a video in?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Something like a runaway bride, maybe.
I swear I'll swing for you, Brenda.
I'm only joking.
I think I need to get butterflies in my tummy.
Yeah, that's all right. You're supposed to be nervous.
Hey, Marjorie told me the night before she married Teddy, she was so nervous she couldn't sleep at all. So she ended up practicing her dance steps for the first waltz at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, that's lovely.
Here we are, darling.
Oh, hello, my sweetheart. Are you all ready for a night at Nana and Grandad's?
Yeah.
Yes. And then you're coming back here in the morning to be my special bridesmaid, aren't you?
Mm.
Oh.
I'm so lucky having you to make my big day special.
She wants to wear a dress in bed tonight.
Oh, no, you've got to save it for tomorrow, Fee.
Well, I've got everything ready, so I suppose we better get going.
Observing all the old traditions, eh? Spending your last night apart.
I know. Feel strange saying goodbye.
Come on, Phoebe, let's wait for Daddy outside.
Bye.
Bye-bye, my darling. Bye.
So, our last time together before...
I know. Scary, isn't it?
Sort of. But exciting, too.
Come here, Roy.
I can't wait to see you in church tomorrow.
Me neither. Go on, go.
I miss you. Bye then.
Bye.
Bye, darling. See you in the
bedroom. I love you, Roy Tucker.
It's just us two then.
I don't want them to go, and
it's all right, Hayley. See them again in the morning.
I know. This is so stupid. I can't help it.
Listen, tomorrow's going to be the best day of your life.
Of course it is. And I have never been happier in my life.
Oh.
It's Roy and Hayley's big day.
You got the rings, haven't you?
Oh, I knew there was something I'd forgotten.
Oh, yeah, you're very funny.
No, mate, I mean it.
Tom?
Of course that happens. Don't worry, man.
Just don't do that to me. How about transport? The ushers and presents for the bridesmaids?
All under control.
And your speech? It's not too dirty, is it?
Trust me, Roy.
Remember, it's a family occasion.
I have.
Oh, who's that?
Come in. Oh, Simon, hi.
Hi, you two. I hope I'm not intruding in the big day.
Not really. There's hours to go yet.
Have you eaten a hearty breakfast? They say it's the best thing for a condemned man.
No, can't eat a thing.
Yeah, I know how you feel. This time last year, it was me taking those vows. I hardly ate a thing all day. Anyway, I came to wish you luck and to give you this.
Right, thanks.
I bet it's one of those manuals telling you what to do on your wedding night.
Not a bad guess, Tom, but you're a little way out. I was talking about this book the other day with Naomi. We both thought it was right for you.
Oh, yeah, Naomi. Yeah. Oh, she's coming today. You'll like her, Tom. She's really fit.
Well, I'll have to look out for her.
She's very bright, too. One of my best postgrads, in fact.
I Am John by Robert Bly.
Yeah. It'll put you in touch with your inner man. I still think it's a seminal work, even several years down the line. I'd be interested to hear what you think.
Yeah, great. Look forward to reading it.
Well, I guess I'd better leave you guys to get on with things. Good luck in there today.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks. See you later.
What planet is he on?
No idea.
Iron John. What?
Try and keep still, Hayley, or this flower won't stay in.
I know. I can't help it. I'm shaking like a leaf.
Well, I can assure you, Hayley, it doesn't show.
Oh, thanks, Linda. Hey, you sure you don't mind spending all day looking through that thing?
No, of course not. Think of me as your official camera person for the day.
Oh, thank you. It's a lovely souvenir.
Oh, Becky, you're supposed to keep Phoebe still, not chase around the house. We're going in a minute.
Are you sure the flower's worth it? I mean, I don't want it falling out during the service or spoiling my hair or...
No, honestly, I've done it now and it's fine.
Okay.
It looks really nice. I'll just get the bouquet.
Okay.
Stephanotis is a lovely flower and a perfect match for that brilliant white dress. Is it satin?
Yes.
Fine. The perfect wedding dress for Hayley. Note the strapless boned bodies and the hand-stitched beading and the glorious full skirt.
Lyndon, it's all right. You don't have to describe everything. That's what the camera's for.
Oh, but Hayley, to see something as lovely as you on a day like this is just the pick-me-up we all need.
Does anyone know where my dad is?
He's outside having a cigarette. Marjorie's with him.
He hasn't smoked in years.
He's even more nervous than you are. Here's your bouquet.
Oh, thank you. Oh, it smells gorgeous.
Oh, don't bring it too close to me. I shall start sneezing.
Oh, well, I'm going to have to do that scrunchie again, aren't I, Fate? Mm.
Come here. Here's the car.
Come on, Pip.
Right. Is everyone ready?
As ready as we'll ever be.
You look lovely, arriving in style in the Bentley.
Oh, my goodness.
We're off, Pip.
Oh, you look like a picture.
So do you.
You look gorgeous.
Okay, girls, on you go.
All right, now I'm going to walk ahead of you, Hayley. So a nice big smile, please.
This is it, Bren.
Go for it, girl.
You made it then.
Yeah, thought might as well. Well done, you two. You both look absolutely splendid.
Thanks.
Ready, then?
Yeah, ready.
Okay. Today is a very special day. For Roy and Hayley, it's a day of great joy and of a great commitment. I now invite you to join hands and make your vows in the presence of God and his people.
I, Roy, take you, Hayley Louise, to be my wife.
You're supposed to say more than that.
Sorry, my mind just went blank.
That's all right, Roy. Would you like me to help?
No, no. It's okay now. I can remember it. Yeah. I, Roy, take you, Hayley Louise, to be my wife, to have and to hold.
So, giving a whole new meaning to the phrase, bowling a maiden over. But it isn't just on the cricket pitch that Roy's been known to show his prowess. He's also made a name for himself at Grey Gables.
Yeah, yeah.
You can see what it is written on one of the toilet walls on the ground floor.
Cheers, mate.
But if you really want to see where Roy's made the biggest impact of all, particularly on the women of Ambridge, then I don't think we need to look any further than this month's entry in the village calendar. Here we are. I give you Roy Tucker, stud of the month. And but for the subtle positioning of that bill hook, I think we'd all be in a better position to see exactly what it is that attracted Hayley to him in the first place.
Get this bill hook out of this.
And so, with that thought in mind, it's time to draw this speech to a close.
Yeah, about time and all. Cheers, Doug.
It only remains for me to ask you all to charge your glasses and to propose a toast to Brenda, Pip, Becky and Phoebe, our beautiful bridesmaids.
Yes. To the bridesmaids.
I thought the whole thing was lovely. And Marjorie and Jill made a wonderful job of the cake, didn't they?
Oh, yes, they did. And the weather could hardly have been better.
It's lovely to be at such a happy occasion. Well, it's given us all a lift.
Yeah. What a fabulous day it's been. Wouldn't you agree?
We were just saying the same thing.
Oh, I've just remembered. Someone was looking for you, Janet.
It was Sheila.
Oh, was it urgent?
Well, she seemed pretty keen to speak to you. She's just gone outside, I think.
Well, perhaps you'll both excuse me then.
Yes, of course, Janet.
Hey, that's quite a neat little machine you've got there, Linda.
Oh, it's nothing special these days.
I didn't realize that cinematography was yet another spring to Linda's belt.
Oh. I wouldn't say that, really. I'm really a dabbler in the art.
I guess you must have taken a lot of footage today.
Oh, yes. Hayley and Roy were very keen to have a complete record of their day.
Sure.
I probably won't be covering tonight's party, since it's intended for the younger generation, but I'll definitely be there for the send-off at the end. Although, Hayley still doesn't know about that, of course.
I see. So, Mum's the word.
That's right. But I'm sure you'll be the soul of discretion.
Absolutely. As you will, too, no doubt.
Of course.
And, of course, there'll be discretion required when it comes to editing that videotape.
Yes, I suppose so.
I mean, in the course of a whole day like this, there's bound to be the odd infelicitous moment or two, isn't there?
I'm not sure.
You know the sort of thing I mean. A child picking its nose, someone falling asleep during the speeches, the odd inappropriate intimacy between guests who've had a little too much to drink.
Yes, I think I see what you mean.
Of course you do. And besides, who'd want to see every little detail from the whole day?
Quite so. One doesn't want long girls.
For example, it might be the case that you saw me talking at length to one of my students about a favorite author of ours. Any proof?
Was that the rather attractive blonde?
That's right. But I don't think that would be of any interest to Roy and Haley, would it?
No, you're right, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
You'd better get behind the camera again, Linda. Oh. Roy and Haley are going home to get changed in a minute, so it's last chance to see the wedding dress.
Oh, thank you, Brenda.
Yeah, well, I'll leave it to you two then. And here's to a cinematic classic in the making.
Yes. Yes, of course.
Oh, I didn't mean to stop you talking.
Oh, no, that's quite all right, Brenda.
Was Simon trying to get himself on the video?
Oh, not really. It's quite the reverse, in fact.
Oh, right. Have you done a close-up of me in my dress?
No, not yet. Perhaps we could do one now.
Oh, okay.
Here's your lager, Roy.
Cheers. Trying to get me drunk?
Oh, why not?
Well, you know, might fall asleep.
Yeah, well, as long as it's next to me, I don't care what you do.
Hey, you two, is it pumpkin time yet?
Pumpkin time? What are you going on about?
What, like I'm going to turn into an ugly sister or something?
Have you ever eaten to Roy?
Yeah, last week with Feeds, as a matter of fact.
Yes, well, it must have been a very strange version.
This is a great party.
Yeah, not bad.
I'm just going to go talk to Tom. See you in a minute.
All right.
Where's he going?
He's talking to Tom. What is he doing? Do you know? He keeps giving his drinks away.
He's probably just being sensible.
No, he doesn't need to be sensible. Hey, here comes our best man.
No.
Lovely best man.
Brenda, remember you were going to show me how to make that drink?
Was I?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we better go and do it now.
Great. We'll see you in a bit, Hayley.
Right. Roy?
Yeah.
Come here.
What?
Those two are plotting something, aren't they?
Yeah, probably. It's part of their duties.
Oh.
Do you want to dance?
Yeah.
Right, have you put the suitcase in the boot?
Yeah, it's all in. I could hardly shut it. Roy's put so much stuff in.
Do you think there are enough balloons in there?
We couldn't fit any more in if we tried. You don't think you've overdone the cans and the foam?
No, they're lucky they haven't got a keeper up the exhaust pipe.
Oh,
Roy, what do you think you're doing? You could pop it down.
Oh, what's all this?
Surprise!
What?
We're going on honeymoon.
What? We can't. What about Phoebe?
Oh, it's all taken care of.
Where are we going?
London. Got us a few nights in a hotel.
Oh, I can't believe it. I haven't got any clothes.
Oh, yes, you have.
You sneaky so-and-so. No wonder why all my clothes went missing.
You can blame us, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll sort you out when I get back.
Can you just turn this way, please, for the camera? Linda. That's it.
Oh, you're going to have such a good time.
Well, I hope so. Right, madam, your car awaits.
Oh, it's filled with balloons. Yay!
Oh, there goes the last balloon.
Oh, that's just the beginning.
Is it? What other surprises have you got in store for me then?
Well, we're staying in a really nice hotel, Caroline knows, in Camden.
Oh.
We're in the Venetian room.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
Yeah, and I've told them to have the champagne on ice for when we arrive.
I think you're going to like being married.
Yeah. Me too.
David's getting ready for silage making.
Hang on a sec.
Just letting you know I've moved the creek feeders.
Oh,
Sorry, I was supposed to do that, wasn't I?
Doesn't matter, they didn't know.
Completely slipped my mind.
Hold on.
Oh, one of the users looking pretty sorry for herself, too.
It's nothing serious, is it?
No, no. Bert said he'll pop out there later to check on her.
Right.
You didn't have to stop for me, you know.
Yeah, well, I was finishing soon anyway. It's nice to get ahead for a change.
That's true. You usually leave the harvester until the last minute.
No, not this year. Dad reckons we can start cutting in Coombell on Sunday, so the sooner this beast is ready, the better. Hey, listen, how do you fancy going for a drink tonight?
Oh, that'd be nice.
Don't see why we shouldn't indulge ourselves.
Okay, I'll check with Jill and see if she'll look after the kids for a couple of hours.
I'm sure she won't mind.
Oh, wasn't yesterday just the best day in ages?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Can you imagine what it would have been like if we'd still been stuck in here and Pip couldn't be a bridesmaid? Mm,
she'd never have forgiven us. I bet she's still on cloud nine now.
Yeah. When I last saw her, she was parading around the kitchen in her dress, pretending she was marrying Josh, only he kept standing her up at the altar.
Oh, that boy is going to be very hard to tie down. Yeah, I bet there were a lot of hangovers this morning.
Oh, I bet. Oh, your mum's been speaking to Kenton, by the way. There's still no news about the baby.
The poor kid's probably frightened to come out.
I don't mean that, David.
Yeah, I guess not. Sorry, Kenton. look, I better adjust the shear bar on this before I finish.
And I'm off to walk the girls in for milking.
Oh, it's been so difficult giving them enough exercise. Mm. They all need a good gallop, really.
Well, this one looks in very good condition, considering. Yes, I'm talking about you.
Oh, yes. Indigo's still a fine specimen. But we'd all be mightily relieved when this is finally over.
Oh, of course.
And when it is, you'd be very welcome to come out with us.
Thanks.
Oh, yeah, Scott's always had a good seat. It's one of the things that attracted me to you in the first place, wasn't it, Dan?
That's right, babe.
He got a starring role because of his equestrian ability.
I don't suppose Shula wants to hear about my film career,
though. Of course he does. Oh, yes, I'd like to. Would you just excuse me for a moment? Oh, thanks, Joanne. Indigo can go back in his box now. It's still quite chilly, so he'll need his rug. Sorry about that. So, what role was this? He was a medieval French knight.
A courtier at the Field of the Cloth of Gold.
He was talent spotted by the casting director on a horse and hound photo shoot. Oh, and you were one of the stars?
Yes, to begin with.
What was the film called? Perhaps we saw it.
But unfortunately, probably not. It never got the release it deserved. Just the art houses.
Mm, and they cut most of Scott's lines when they changed the plot halfway through filming, poor darling. Oh, what a shame.
The director was very kind about it, though. It really was a case of circumstances beyond his control.
Oh, really?
Yes. But I have to say, the finished product wasn't a patch on the original script.
It could have been the making of Scott. That must seem very unfair. Yes, it was. How would you two like to come over for supper one evening?
Oh, sounds great.
Actually, we're rather busy this week, but maybe next.
What's going on?
Oh, doesn't sound very good to me. Excuse me.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear, Fabian. You don't look happy at all.
He shouldn't be trying to rub his belly with his hoof like that. How did that girl mention it just now?
Perhaps he's been bitten by something.
If I were you, Scott, I'd leave the diagnosis to the experts.
No, it looks like colic to me. He was fretful earlier on, and now we know why.
It's really painful.
Oh, poor old Fabian.
I wouldn't let him roll around like that. He'll end up with a twisted gut.
If he's more comfortable rolling, I think we should let him.
Well, that's old wisdom, I think.
And what's wrong with old wisdom if it's gleaned from many years of experience?
Nothing. I just don't happen to agree with it, that's all.
You do know a twisted gut can be fatal.
Yes, Lillian, of course I do. But that's not going to happen.
On your head be it.
They can get stuck like that, can't they? So that they can't get up again.
You mean getting cast? Yes, you're right. And then we have a real problem. Can you keep an eye on him for me while I go and phone Alistair?
Okay.
Old wisdom. She won't be told, will she? So typical of their side of the family.
Doesn't sound good, does he?
Neither would you if your guts were full of wind. Oh. Oh, come on, Alistair, pick it up.
Alistair Lloyd?
Alistair, it's me.
Oh, one sec, I'm just pulling over.
It's one of the horses, Fabian. It looks like colic.
With you in a moment. Oh. Right, colic. How bad is it?
Well, he's rolling round on the floor trying to rub his belly. He's in agony. I've left him with Lillian for the moment.
Well, she should know what she's doing.
Yeah, I hope so. Can you come straight over?
Yeah, I'm 2 minutes away from another case, but as soon as that's done, I'll be there.
Oh, can't you come straight away?
No, I can't. All being well, it shouldn't be too long.
Oh, please, darling, it's very important.
I promise I'll be with you shortly. Bye.
Oh, bye. Oh, this is the last thing we needed.
No, don't get me wrong. I like playing ball. Oh. It's just... Well, it's not in the blood somehow. Like cricket is. I mean, it's over too quickly, for one thing.
Surely even you'd admit that 5 days for a game which still ends in a draw is overdoing it.
Not all like that. Anyway, it's the ebb and flow over several days that makes it so interesting.
Mm. Oh, this is so nice, isn't it?
Yeah. I never thought I'd be so happy to see the inside of the pool.
Puts a whole new light on everything, doesn't it?
Hey, we are honoured. A visit from Lillian Bellamy, no less.
Oh, and her ball.
Yeah, that's a bit of an odd one, isn't it? How many years do you reckon there are between them?
Oh, it's got to be at least 15 or 20.
The words boy and toy spring to mind.
You're not kidding.
Still, got to hand it to her. They're obviously having fun.
Are you two all right?
Yeah, we're fine, thanks, Lillian.
You don't mind if we join you?
No, go ahead.
Darling, over here. David, I don't think you've been introduced as Scott, have you?
No, but we've heard a lot about you from Jack and Peggy.
That sounds ominous.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about that. This is David Archer, one of my cousins.
I'm pleased to meet you.
Likewise.
And his wife, Ruth. They're taking over Brookfield, the family farm.
Well, that's the plan anyway. How do you like Ambridge, Scott?
Nice. A little quiet, I suppose.
You model clothes for catalogues, don't you?
I'm an actor.
Oh.
The modelling's only when I'm resting.
Ah.
Aren't you the ones who've been living under siege conditions?
Until last week, yeah. And you wouldn't believe what a thrill it is just to be able to come out for a drink like this.
Everything's relative, I suppose.
Scott and I have been looking for something exciting to do, and since we can't go riding, I suppose the bull's as exciting as it gets round here.
Actually, since they opened the bull upstairs last year, this place is a lot more exciting than it used to be.
Oh, yes, we've been there. But that's only at weekends, isn't it?
There's line dancing tonight, if you fancy it.
Oh, that sounds quite fun.
We're not dressed for it, though. If you haven't got the right gear, it's not worth doing.
Oh, well, still, want to think about another time, perhaps?
Well, there's always darts, of course.
You know, I haven't played for years.
No, it's not my thing, really.
Or how about ball? We were just talking about that.
Ah, now you're talking. Peton.
Ah.
I think there's a set of ball behind the bar. Why don't you go and ask David?
Okay, yeah.
What's the piece like?
It's very good. It's a proper thing. There was quite a craze for it a while back.
Perhaps you two could start another one. Now there's an idea, David.
Yeah, maybe. I'll go and ask Betty.
Are you coming, babe?
In a few minutes. I thought Ruth and I could have a little chat first.
Okay.
Cigarette?
No, thanks.
So, Ruth, when do you think Phil and Jill will make their minds up about Glebe Cottage?
Soon, I hope.
It must be a nuisance for you, having them hold the chain up like that.
Well, it's not just them. Chris and George are waiting for their survey as well.
Yes, I can't blame them, though. No one wants a building site on their doorstep, do they?
No, though it might never happen, of course.
Well, perhaps they should think about getting out altogether, like I did. Best move I ever made.
No, I don't think Phil and Jill would ever leave Ambridge.
Why on earth not? There's more to life than this rural backwater.
So why did you come back then? Or is it just a fleeting visit?
Well, I haven't made my mind up yet. Let's just say I'm keeping my options open. Okay, baby. Oh. Good boy.
No, there's nothing impacted up there. Looks like a straightforward case of spasmodic colic.
I can't believe it took you so long to get here.
Shula, I got here as quickly as I could. Will you stop going on about it?
I'm not. I was just very worried about him.
Yes, well... I'll give him a smooth muscle relaxant and a painkiller. That should calm him.
It's nearly
3 hours since I called you. Why didn't you come straight here after the first case?
I told you, it was an emergency.
Yeah, well, this was an emergency too. You know how serious it is.
The difference being that if I hadn't attended to the cow first, it probably wouldn't still be here, whereas Fabian is.
But this could have been more serious, couldn't it? I would have thought you'd give priority to one of our animals over someone else's.
But I didn't need to, as I suspected when you phoned me.
Oh, well, clever old you. You know, I thought we had a commitment to our future at these stables.
I have, you know I have, but I'm also committed to my job.
Alistair, I'm going to need your support if we're going to make a success of it.
Don't you think you're blowing this up out of all proportion? It's just one horse with a bout of colic.
But as Lillian pointed out, it could have been a twisted gut. And what would have happened then?
It wasn't, though, was it? So my judgment was correct.
Oh, I see. And what about my judgment?
Hold his head while I inject this. Thanks. Here we go. That's it. Good boy. Well done.
Good boy, Fabian.
Look, I know how concerned you are about the long-term future of the stables. It's got to be a priority for both of us, especially if I'm going to move my practice in here.
Well, you've a funny way of showing it.
However, in my work, I make clinical decisions based on experience and, yes, sometimes on intuition. That's why I didn't come straight away.
You really don't understand, do you?
Oh.
I think you need to sort your priorities out.
Abby and David have a difficult meeting ahead.
It wasn't a problem, leaving Brian in charge of the silage?
No, he loves being in charge. Anyway, I've had enough of fending off complaints from the likes of Linda Snell about the size of the contractor's machines.
Oh, that woman. Never misses an opportunity, does she?
And besides, this meeting's too important. Cassie Hill's lamb is just about the only glimmer of hope on the horizon at the moment.
That's true.
So, Jim Snedgrove.
Yeah.
If we do get a contract to supply all his shops, it really opens up the market in Felpsham for us.
Now, from what I've heard, he drives a very hard bargain.
I dare say we'll have to work hard to convince him about our quality.
Well, hasn't been a problem with anyone else so far, though.
No, but I've got a feeling this guy's going to be a harder nut to crack.
Well, he can't be that fearsome, can he? I mean, OK, he's got 4 shops, but that doesn't exactly make him a retail chap.
Yeah, plenty big enough for us, though.
Yeah, well, so long as we don't go into this looking like we're desperate for his custom.
Yeah, I know. If we do get it, I'd be much more optimistic about Hassett Hills having a viable future.
Well, then, we'll just have to convince him we're the best, won't we?
I think we ought to go, David. Oh, sorry.
Well, I'll just nip to the loo first, OK?
Yep, fine. I'll see you outside in a minute.
Right.
Hello, Debbie Gerard.
At last. Is Brian with you?
No, Matt, he's not.
Why isn't he answering his mobile, then? And why is nobody answering at home farm?
I don't know, and as you can probably tell, I'm not there either.
No, yeah, very nice of you, I'm sure. So where is he?
He's out.
Look, I need to talk to him urgently.
Well, perhaps I could get him to ring you back when he's finished.
Oh, no, thanks. No, I'm not interested in hanging around till midnight. Tell him to get back to home farm ASAP. I'll be around to see him in the next hour.
Well, I'll try, but... Man, he's so rude. You're in for a treat, Dad.
Yes, Debbie?
Dad, has your phone been switched off?
No, why?
Matt Crawford's just called up in a foul stink about something. He says you haven't been answering.
I saw his number come up and I didn't want to talk to him.
Well, I think you're going to have to now. He says he's coming round to see you within the hour.
Well, in that case, you have to wait till we've finished down here, because I'm damned if I'll come running just because he wants me to.
Oh, there's one duck in particular. Yeah, look, there. See? It's absolutely ferocious.
It's amazing any of those drakes want to go nearer.
I don't know. There are plenty of males who like their females to be dominant.
Are you one of them, then?
Not really. I suppose it depends what mood you're in.
Oh, well, here comes my dominant female for this evening.
I shouldn't let Ruth hear you say that.
Sorry, David, it was Matt on the phone.
Anything important?
Oh, I'll tell you about it in the car. Don't let Scott lead you astray, Brenda.
I was rather hoping it might be the other way around.
See you again soon, no doubt.
I expect so.
Bye.
Bye.
There's nothing going on between those two, is there?
No way. At least if there is, that's the first I've heard of it.
Pity. This place could do with a bit of scandal.
Oh, that was last year. Sid the landlord and Jolene is line dancing floozy. If it's that kind of scandal you're looking for.
Why? Did you have some other sort in mind?
Maybe. But first you've got to tell me all about you.
Can I get you another drink?
Oh, not yet. I've been celebrating already.
What would you like to know, then?
Oh, everything.
Well, I'm an actor.
Wow! So what have you been in? Anything on telly?
I was in The Bill.
Oh, great!
I've done lots of theatre. Do you like Willie Russell?
He did Educate and Rita, right?
That's right. And Blood Brothers.
Oh, yeah. Hang on, I'm sure I've seen you somewhere before. Now, where is it? Oh, no, I know. You're my mum's catalogue. You're one of their models, aren't you?
Yeah, I have done some modelling in my spare time. There are usually gaps between seasons on the Channel Islands.
Yeah, you've got just the right face for it. So, how long have you and Lillian been together?
Oh, Lillian's been a friend of mine for several years now. But tell me, what is it that keeps someone like you tied to a place like this?
Well, it's always been my home, I suppose. But I've got ambitions. I'm a radio journalist. And today might just be the start of big things.
Really?
Yeah. I'm onto this local government corruption thing. And I'm determined to get the truth out of them. They're denying everything, of course.
Sorry, I can't really hear you.
Oh, that's all right. I'll tell you in a minute.
Who's that?
Who?
That woman in the car behind the tractor. I've seen her before.
Oh, that was Caroline, manager of your hotel. She's probably on her way over to see Oliver Sterling.
So she's attached, is she?
Yeah. I'm not sure how serious it is, though. I bet you know my brother.
Should I?
Yeah, he's assistant manager at Grey Gables.
Can't say it rings a bell.
You must know him. He got married on Monday. They had the reception down there in the village hall, and then a party in the evening.
Oh, yes. We saw all the cars parked around the green.
Oh, can't believe it was only 2 days ago. He's brilliant. My brother got married to my best friend, and I got to wear this gorgeous dress as chief bridesmaid.
Tell me, this big story you were talking about...
Oh, I'm not exactly sure it's a big story. It's more of a little one at this stage, but I'm working on it.
Scott?
Have you finished in there?
Yes. Sid's new partner's charming, but I think it's time we got over to Jennifer. She's expecting us.
I thought maybe we could go back to the stables.
No. I rang Shula earlier. She's in an absolutely foul mood. Something to do with Alistair not turning up on time last night to that poor horse. We're not going back there just now.
Well, why don't you see Jennifer on your own? You don't need me.
I'm travelling through the village alone at this time of the day.
All right. Sorry to abandon you, Brenda.
That's okay, Scott. It was nice meeting you. It's time for me to go inside anyway. It's getting cold.
She seems very nice.
Don't even think about it.
Well, that was short and sweet.
Yeah, he didn't waste many words, did he?
He was very thorough, though.
Probably in the Gestapo in a previous night.
I know. The way he wanted to know our history and why we were doing this, what made us different to all the others.
Actually, it was good in a way, because it made me aware of how well we've prepared our ground. Don't think we've got anything to worry about.
I hope not.
Oh, come on, Debbie. That sort of guy, you'd chuck us out straight away if he really wasn't interested.
Yeah, maybe you're right. I'm just not sure about anything these days after what happened with Borchester Mills. Sorry.
It's okay. As long as we get home in one piece. Now, I reckon he's bound to try and drive the price down if he gives us a contract.
Well, if he does, then maybe we'll have to agree to that. After all, he'll be giving us more business than anyone else.
Yeah, we can't make that sort of decision without talking to the others first, though.
No, I know that. But, well, we've got to be realistic. It's a very competitive market.
Yeah, you're probably right.
But whatever happens, I can see some interesting discussions ahead.
Hmm.
Yeah, talking of which, I wonder whether Matt's crash landed on Dad yet.
Children can be such a trial at that age, can't they?
Well, I'm sure Jenny will sort her out.
Why did Alice think her pony needed feeding at this time of night?
There isn't a good reason, Scott, so don't even look for one. No, I don't suppose it even occurred to her that she'd wake Phoebe up when she slammed the door.
You know, it's funny. Jennifer should ask if I'm thinking of moving back here. But even if I was, where would I live? All the desirable little properties have been snapped up already, haven't they?
Yes, well, I dare say you'd probably have to look elsewhere.
Don't worry, Brian. I haven't come to any decisions like that yet.
Excuse me, that'll be for me. Make yourselves comfortable till Jenny comes home, won't you?
Yes, we will. Scotty, do you see that desk over there? What does it remind you of?
Oh, yes. It's very similar to the one at home.
Yes, only this one's a reproduction.
Ah, been expecting you for over half an hour, Matt.
Yeah, let's not bother with the social niceties, Brian. I've spent the last few hours dealing with the fallout from this afternoon's fiasco on the radio. No doubt that's why you've been trying to avoid me.
Well, should we go into my study?
Wherever you like, as long as it's private.
Well, you needn't worry about that. This way. Come to me, Matt. Lillian, this is Matt Crawford, a business associate.
Hello.
Matt, Lillian Bellamy, my sister-in-law. And this is a friend of hers, Scott, so sorry, Scott. I appear to have forgotten your surname.
Just Scott is fine.
Delighted to make your acquaintance, Lillian and Scott. However, I'm afraid that Brian and I have a very pressing matter to discuss.
Oh, of course.
Sorry. Another time, perhaps. Brian?
Oh, right, yes. Well, this shouldn't take long. Meanwhile, look, help yourself to drinks. You know where they are. Through here, Matt.
Thank you.
So what's all this about another fiasco on the radio?
Oh, that's right, you've been out in the field, so perhaps you haven't heard.
I haven't a clue what you're talking about, Matt.
All right, this afternoon, Brenda Tucker made insinuations to Councillor Stephen Chalkman on a live radio show that he'd been taking backhanders from Andrew on our board.
I don't believe...
Oh, you'd better believe.
All right, keep your voice down.
In fact, I'm rather surprised. You seem so unaware.
Look, if you're trying to suggest that I had anything to do with it, you're way off the mark. Now, look, just calm down and tell me exactly what happened.
Chalkman went into the studio perfectly innocently as a member of the planning committee to do a phone-in on planning issues and applications with your young friend Brenda. Only she ambushed him with a couple of questions of her own before the first call.
And what were they?
She asked him why he's driving a new car supplied in London by one of the directors of a local development company.
Supplied? Why, has she got any proof?
Of course not. And then she tried asking him about his involvement in a controversial plan to develop new housing by the same company in a local village. She was clearly implying that he was being bribed.
Stupid girl.
So then he gets angry and tells her he's not there to discuss his car. But of course, once these rumours become public property, Brian, the damage has already been done.
And it hardly seems to matter whether they're true or not.
Oh, you're missing the point. Of course it's not true. Our little Miss Tucker seems to think she's made a great journalistic coup. But I'm afraid she's going to get rather a nasty shock when she goes into work tomorrow.
Why?
Because Chalkman's putting a complaint to the station. He's asking for a retraction, some sort of disciplinary procedure.
Well, obviously she's been very foolish. I fail to see why you had to come steaming around here to tell me.
I would have thought that was pretty obvious.
But do you really think I have any control over the stupid things that girl says on air?
I'm not sure what to think, Brian. But let's put it like this. Brenda Tucker needs to think very carefully about what her next move is.
Well, if she's got any sense at all, I'm sure she will do.
And what she needs is a lot more good advice from someone she respects. Because if she carries on like this, I can see it all ending in tears, Brian. And they won't be mine.
Oliver thinks Ed's in need of some light refreshment.
Oh, cheers, Oliver. That's very kind of you.
Well, a can of lager's the least you deserve. Done a good job out here.
Yeah, it's looking pretty good now. Another half an hour, I should finish it.
Well, it's certainly a great improvement. I couldn't believe some of the stuff you pulled out. That old bicycle wheel, and what was it? Half a pushchair or something. We need to think about cultivating it now.
Yeah, that might be a bit of a problem.
Really? So we just hitch a plough up to the tractor. Oh, yes. I come to look at it. It's not that big an area, is it?
Yeah, you'll need smaller kit than you got here. What you need is a cultivator.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, you can always hire one, I suppose.
Yeah, that's true. I'd have to add it to your bill, of course.
Oh, that's all right. Don't suppose it costs that much for a day or two.
All right, I'll sort one out tomorrow.
Or the weekend. There's no great rush. Then I can come with you to collect it.
No, no, don't bother. I'll sort it out myself, thanks.
Right, you are. I'll leave it to you then, shall I?
It's nice to see the children playing together. Actually, it's amazing how well they're still getting on, considering they've been stuck with just each other for so long.
Yeah. They've done really well. I must be proud of them. These for the runner beans?
Yeah. That's got me going on the veg patch again while he's been here.
Do you want a hand?
Oh, thanks. You could hold the other end of this key.
Right.
While I tie this bit.
I like a nice fresh runner bean.
Well, if you should come your way, if all goes well. That's great. Thanks.
Don't suppose you've heard any more news about school, have you?
No, as far as I know, there's been nothing since they received the petition. I suppose they'll let us know in their own good time. Right, I'm coming down your end now, so keep holding it up.
Okay. Phil and I have decided.
Oh, yeah?
We've weighed it all up, and we're still going ahead with the move to Glebe Cottage.
Really? Even though you don't know about the housing development?
Yes. We've decided that's a risk we'll just have to take.
Well, that's great.
Though, of course, we are still hoping the council will decide against it.
Can you just hold these three together now? Mm. While I cut this bit of twine. That's it. That should do the trick.
No problem.
Thanks. Did you hear Brenda on the radio yesterday?
No, but I heard about it.
It does make you wonder if there's anything in it.
Oh, I hope not. It's hard enough fighting these developers on a level playing field, let alone if they're going to start using dirty tricks.
I wouldn't put it past them, though.
Anyway, when I phoned Shuley, she was really pleased.
I heard she had a bit of a set-to with Alistair the other night.
I don't think it was anything too serious, given the strain they've both been under recently. Phil's gone over to tell David about the cottage.
So what was it that made you finally decide?
Oh, several things. But mainly, we just couldn't face hanging on while this building issue drags on for months.
It's still a risk, though.
We know that. But even if they do build the houses, our view won't be affected that much. And I dare say we could cope with any increase in traffic. We've had building in the village before, after all.
There'll always be the bungalow if it does get too much.
Funnily enough, that's one option we really haven't considered. In an ideal world, I'd like to think we could all move before the end of the summer.
It's not really ideal at the moment, though, is it?
No, it isn't.
You can let go now, by the way. Thanks.
My pleasure. I can give you a hand with the planting, if you like.
Oh, that would be nice. Oh, at least we can give the go-ahead to the solicitors.
Let's just hope there aren't any big hold-ups there.
I can't believe that.
What's that, love?
Ed Grundy's just asked if there's any chance of borrowing our cultivator.
That boy will try anything.
I mean, surely he knows we're not letting anything on or off the farm unless we really have to.
Besides, your dad uses it all the time.
That's what I told him.
Perhaps Ed's forgotten how serious all this business is.
Oh, rubbish. He just thinks we're all here to be taken advantage of, and to hell with the consequences. Still, just like Eddie, I suppose.
Hey, don't start eating biscuits before tea.
Oh, sorry, but I haven't had anything since lunchtime. I'm starving.
Oh, all right then, but just one. Mm. Oh, Kathy rang. Said Jamie's been missing you.
Oh, yeah? He's a nice kid.
She's finding out what it's like living next to Joe, too.
I bet she is.
He volunteered to let the delivery men into April Cottage when the new sofa arrived.
That wouldn't be a problem, would it?
Well, no, except that Cathy found him still there several hours later, ensconced with a cup of tea and a plate of biscuits. Said he was just trying it out for her, making sure it was comfortable.
Oh, what a cheek.
Oh, don't move that notepad. I've got to do a ring round in a minute.
Oh, you don't stop, do you?
Not when it's as important as our local school, no. You're still tired?
Yeah, I'm a bit as it happens. It's amazing how much that best man stuff takes out of you.
Oh, I'm not surprised. I always thought it was a very stressful job, having to make sure everything happens at the right time.
Yeah, I know. Someone should warn people how hard it is before they agree to do it.
Everyone really enjoyed your speech there. It was very funny.
Mm-hmm, thanks. I was pleased with that. Roy said he'll never forgive me.
They're due back tomorrow, aren't they?
Yeah, but they've had a great time. He was going to take her to Ministry of Sound.
That sounds like something out of 1984.
No, it's a club. I'd love to go there.
Well, I just hope they had a lovely romantic holiday together. They certainly deserve it.
Sorry, Oliver. A little bit loud.
Yes, it was.
I'll just turn it down for you.
I'd rather you turn it off.
Oh, no, honest. I can make it so low you can't hear it.
That is not the point, Ed. I didn't give you permission to practice your guitar in here.
I thought you wouldn't mind, seeing as you let us use it on Sunday when they were ponting up the village hall.
I'm afraid I do mind. I dare say I can let you use this place every once in a while, but not on a regular basis, and certainly not without obtaining my permission first.
Oh, but you still reckon we can use it sometimes, happy haste.
Well, no, I'm not guaranteeing anything. It might not be out of the question.
Top man, Oliver.
I've been thinking about this cultivator. I'm away tomorrow night until Sunday.
Oh, great. Well, I can get on with it without disturbing you.
I was going to suggest it might be better to leave it until next week.
Well, I'd rather crack on with it if I can.
All right. Now, I suggest you get off home. Do some revision for those exams of yours.
Oh, thanks for reminding me. Oh, you'll have to give some dosh for the cultivator.
How much?
£60 should cover it.
Well, make sure you get a receipt.
Yeah, I will.
I thought Kirsty mentioned something about you two going out tonight.
We've put it off till tomorrow.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you get it all done?
Yeah, and I finished cutting all that muck.
Oh, well done.
I reckon I deserve a rest.
Did Dad say how long he'd be?
No, last time I saw him, he was pottering around in the new polytunnel. What are you looking for?
Any of this. The poster I've been working on. What do you think?
Coming soon to an organic shop near you, Broad Beans. Very exciting.
Thanks, Tom.
Well, maybe if you put delicious broad beans, it'd sound sexier.
Sexier?
Yeah, you're right, they're not sexy at all. I can't stand them.
Well, luckily for us, quite a few people love them.
Can't think why.
We've had requests in the shop, wanting to know when they'll be ready, so I thought I'd drum up more interest by advertising them in advance. You know, a bit like Le Beaujolais Nouveau est arrivé.
Not quite the same, though, is it? Le broad beans est arrivé.
You may scoff, but Dad reckons we'll have a bumper crop in 2 or 3 weeks. You see, the crowd's flooding in.
Oh, don't get carried away, Mum. It's only beans we're talking about.
We're just trying to be positive. So please try and humour me once in a while.
Oh, that's marvellous. Ruth! Mel and Kenton have just had a baby girl.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Kenton's ecstatic. He was really buzzing just now. You know he's been awake for over 24 hours.
Was it a long labour then?
Very. Over 20 hours.
Oh, poor Mel. First ones usually take a long time though, don't they?
Yes.
Is everything all right?
Yes. Mel and the baby are asleep now. There were a few complications earlier on. The baby needed turning slightly before she came out. But in the end, it all went perfectly.
So when was she born?
6:20 tomorrow morning, their time.
That's a bit confusing. May the 11th, then.
Phil will be thrilled when he hears.
So now you've got 6 grandchildren.
Yes. 3 boys and 3 girls.
You couldn't have planned it better.
Well, it's nothing to do with us. It's our clever children and their partners.
Oh, I'm sorry I interrupted you.
No! I'm glad you were here so I could tell someone.
I only came by to pinch back those gloves you borrowed when we were planting the beans.
And I was just thinking about bringing them over to you when the phone rang.
Great minds. Mm. Have they given her a name yet?
Mariel.
Oh, that's nice. A bit close to Mel, though, isn't it?
I thought that. I didn't say it, of course. But then I thought, at least it's not the same name.
Because then she'd have to be called Junior or the Second or something daft like that.
Exactly.
Did he say how much she weighed?
8 pounds, 6 ounces.
Oh, that's a decent size. Mm. No wonder she took so long to come out.
Kenton said he was really nervous because she was 2 weeks overdue. But Mel was very calm. Apparently he was doing all the shouting and swearing while Mel just got on with it.
I can believe that too.
Oh, stay and have a cup of tea to celebrate. There's some in the pot.
Oh, I'll pour.
Lovely.
And then we can toast the latest addition to the Archer family, can't we?
Mm. Phyllis should be back soon.
And then you can toast her with something a little stronger.
Oh, no, a cup of tea will do just fine.
Right. So when do you think you'll see Mariel?
Well, I don't know. It would be lovely to think Kenton might bring them both over here.
Why don't you go over there?
There's far too much going on at the moment. With the moves to sort out.
They're not going to happen straight away, though, are they?
No, but it's an awfully long way. And I don't think Phil would want us to go while there's still foot and mouth hanging over us.
No, that's true. But when it's all over, if I were you, I'd definitely think about a trip. There you go.
Alice. It'd
be fantastic.
Yes, it would. It would be lovely to meet Mel at last.
So, here's to your new granddaughter, Meriel Archer.
To Meriel. May she have a long and very happy life.
As exam time approaches, Fallon's got fellow sufferers in mind.
It's a good luck present for a friend of mine. She's doing nearly all the same subjects as me.
Oh. How's your revision going?
Oh, it's all right, I suppose. No thanks to my mum, though.
Oh, why is that, then?
Her line dancing. The other night was so noisy, right? I couldn't work at all. I had to go round to a friend's house instead.
Oh, must be difficult, but I'm sure you'll do all right in the end.
I hope so. Otherwise it's a load of effort for nothing, isn't it?
You give that to me to post.
Oh, da.
When's your first one?
What? Oh, exam, you mean?
Well, it must be starting soon.
Well, I've got a French oral on Tuesday, Spanish on Wednesday. But I don't mind talking, it's writing it down that's worse.
Sure, I could speak another language.
And all exams are the same. I expect you to know too much. I won't be able to remember half of it.
Oh, it won't be that bad, I'm sure.
Ed, what are you doing here? I thought you'd be over Grange Farm or something.
I'm waiting, aren't I? There's hire firm to turn up.
You don't want anything, do you, Edward? Because if you don't, I'll just take these parcels out the back.
No.
All right, then. Won't be a second.
What do you fancy, then?
Oh, there's nothing worth nicking in here.
What's the matter with you, then?
£60. I had it in my hand. Pure profit. Now it's gone because the likes of Neil Carter sticking to stupid rules.
What are you on about?
Money, thicko. I wanted to borrow his cultivator.
Eh?
I'm surprised you're not at home doing your revision, Edward.
No, I didn't come in here for a lecture.
Well, what did you come in here for, then?
I don't know. See what you're doing?
I'm revising. Bye.
Bye.
Great.
You should be thinking about your future, you know, not just having a good time.
Oh, you sound just like my mum.
Fancy a stint on the tractor, Dad?
No. I just thought I'd come and see how it's going.
Pretty good, actually. The boys are getting on well.
Good.
Oh, by the way, thanks for the card and the flowers.
Oh, that's all right.
And for giving me Sunday off.
Oh, don't be silly. You deserve a break.
Sam's books us into this lovely little guest house in Shropshire. Mm. We'll be setting off as soon as I'm finished tomorrow.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, it's fun to think it's been a whole year now. Sam has been very romantic this week. I've had a little present on my pillow every morning when I've woken up.
Lucky old you. There won't be a problem finishing the silage before we go tomorrow.
No. Any luck, we should have it all in by lunchtime. This is all right, me going off, isn't it?
Yes, of course. I've said so, haven't I?
Yeah, I know. It's just you seem, a bit...
preoccupied, yeah. Well, I've just been over to Radio Borstra to see Brenda.
Oh, no, look, you weren't too hard on her, were you?
No, I wasn't. She's a damn fool, though, broadcasting gossip like that before she's got her facts straight.
But is she completely off-beam, or is there a grain of truth in it?
I've no idea. But how she thinks she's helping things by behaving like that is completely beyond me.
No, honestly, Brenda, you mustn't get things out of perspective. I'm sure it'll all come out right in the end. No, trust me, love, you'll see. All right, love. All right, then. Bye. Oh, dear. Oh, I'm sorry, we're closed.
Ta-da! We're back.
Hayley, you surprised me. Didn't think you'd be back so soon.
Oh, we were both missing Phoebe so much, we set off a bit early.
Oh, she'll be really pleased to see you.
Oh, well, we'll go around to pick her up in a minute, but I just thought we'd pop in and say hello first.
Oh, that's nice.
We've had a cracking time, Mum.
Yeah, we went out every night, dancing till small hours.
Yeah, and the hotel was fantastic. Nothing was too much for them.
Sleeping in the Venetian room, we were.
Really?
We managed to see all the sights. Tower of London, St Paul's, Buckingham Palace.
Did you?
Yeah, and we found a couple of really nice restaurants, an Italian and a Chinese.
Hang on, right. Is something the matter, Betty?
No, it's nothing really.
Oh, come on, I know you too well.
No, honestly, it's nothing to worry about.
Well, tell us, Mum.
Oh, well, it's Brenda. I've just had her on the phone and she's really upset.
Oh.
Why?
Well, it is a bit of a long story, but you see, While you were away, she interviewed this man from the council.
Yeah, about his car. Yeah, no, Brenda told me about it. She was really up for
it. Why did something go wrong?
Well, this chap's made a complaint, and it looks as though Brenda's in trouble.
No.
But how come? I mean, she was just doing her job, right? And by the sound of it, it's him they should be complaining about.
Well, I know. But now Brian Aldridge has been to see her as well and chipped in with his tuppence worth. I think that's why she's so upset.
What's it got to do with him?
Well, I suppose it's to do with Borchester Land.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he's got the right to have a go at Brenda.
Oh, that man is such a bully.
Oh, I don't know what your dad's going to say. She was in floods of tears just now.
Right, then maybe it's about time someone gave him a taste of his own medicine.
Mingo, what are you doing?
I'm going to go over and see him.
You don't want to go steaming in there before you know what's been said.
I won't. I just want to ask him what he thinks he's doing, upsetting Brenda like that. Should be ashamed, picking on her.
Don't you think we ought to talk to Brenda first?
What?
Talk to Brenda first. Get her side of the story.
Well, you can't bother her today. She sneaked out to ring me, and then somebody called her back. Her shift doesn't finish till after midnight. She dared put her foot wrong now.
Poor Brenda.
Well, we're going over to Home Farm anyway to pick up thieves, aren't we?
So
while you're with Jennifer, I'll go and have a word with Brian.
Well, as long as that's all it is, because I don't want us making things worse and upsetting everyone the minute we get back.
I promise. I won't make it worse. But he'd better have some good reasons.
Okay. Hey, I'll tell you what, Betty. You come and meet me and Phoenix back at Nightingale Farm if you like. I'll tell you all about London.
You're crazy, you know.
What?
I said you're crazy. Why don't you turn that thing off?
Hang on a sec. I can't hear you. Who's crazy?
You are.
Why?
You ain't doing any revision at all, are you?
What's it to you?
You should do, that's all. You'll fail everything.
So what? I don't need exams to do this.
So you want to do this the rest of your life?
This is just the start. Anyway, Oliver's paying good money for this. More than you'll get for passing a few poxy exams.
Maybe not yet, but one day I will.
Yeah, well, won't you lay a bet on us who gets to a million first, you or me?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Like either of us is going to be a millionaire.
You know you're trouble, Fallon. You don't think big.
Does your mum know you're spending all your time over here?
Yeah, sort of. Oh, you're just like her, nagging all the time. Your mum don't do that, does she?
No, because she trusts me.
Yeah, she don't care, more like. Oh, I just remembered. I still ain't bought mum a birthday present for tomorrow.
You better hurry up, then.
You ain't got anything I could give her, have you?
No way, you cheeky git.
I suppose I better go and get her something.
I would.
I suppose you'll be coming out tonight.
What time?
9 o'clock, down the goat nightgown. Oh, but you'll probably be too busy revising.
I'd have finished by then. You going on to a club after?
Might do.
Oh, great. I'll catch you later.
So, what was the hotel like?
Oh, lovely. They were so nice. It was funny on the first night, though. You know we're in the Venetian room?
Oh, yeah.
We thought the bed might be in the shape of a gondola.
Oh, was it?
No, of course not. Although they did have these paintings of Venetian scenes on. And we had chocolates and champagne. We arrived.
Very nice.
The manageress was lovely. Made us feel really special. She knows Caroline, you see. Mm. Edith got the tea.
Oh, that's all right. It's better if it stands for a bit. Wonder if Roy's caught up with Brian yet. Mm. He didn't want to hang around, did he?
No. You could tell Jennifer was embarrassed by the whole thing. I mean, I think Roy just wants to find out what's been said.
Oh, he's always been very protective of Brenda.
Yeah. Oh, he's lovely like that. So, what has been happening while we've been away, apart from this thing with Brenda?
Oh, it's been pretty quiet, really. Linda's been round asking when you want to see the video. Apparently it was quite difficult to edit because virtually everything she shot looked so nice.
Editing it? I thought she'd just give it to us. There you go.
She muttered something about one or two things being inappropriate.
Oh, yeah, such as what?
Oh, she wouldn't say. And I got the feeling she might have caught somebody doing something they shouldn't have.
Unlike Linda, not to spill the beans.
I know, but that was all I could get out of her. She says she's put some titles on it and hopes you like them.
Oh, she loved playing the movie director, didn't she? It's amazing she didn't start telling us our lines and where to move.
Well, she did at one point. Remember when you were cutting the cake?
Mm. Yeah, that's true. Oh, well, it was kind of her to do it though, wasn't
it? It was a lovely day.
Oh, so lucky with the weather as well. I mean, it was raining in London when we arrived down there.
Well, it doesn't matter in London, does it? So much to do.
You're not kidding. Our first day, we went on the London Eye, looked all around the South Bank, had a look at that Tate Britain, and then in the evening we saw Mamma Mia, which was fantastic. And after that we went on to this club in the West End.
That's an awful lot in one day.
Oh, we did even more on the others. Honestly, Betty, this is the first time we've stopped since the wedding.
All I want to know is why you had to have a go at Brenda.
Oh, come on, Roy. You make me sound like some sort of playground bully.
Well, that about sums it up, doesn't it? I mean, there's Brenda.
junior employee at a radio station, working alone, and here's you, powerful businessman, on the board of Borchester Land, hand in hand with the council on this development issue.
So your sister's David to our Goliath, is she?
At least she's got the guts to stand up for what she believes in.
And that means she can say whatever she likes on a live broadcast?
No, of course not. But in this case, she was trying to expose the truth.
What truth? She doesn't know it is the truth. It's a pretty handy way to get herself noticed, though.
That's just being cynical. Brenda knew she was putting herself on the line with this, but she took the risk because she felt it was more important.
Did you know she was going to do it?
Yeah, she told me on Sunday.
Then why on earth didn't you try and stop her?
Because it's nothing to do with me. And anyway, if this Chalkman guy really is taking backhanders, then she's right to expose him. That's what investigative journalism's all about.
No, it's not, Roy. Not when she hasn't done her research properly.
Well, how do you know she hasn't? Oh, you're not hiding something too, are you?
Now, watch what you're saying, Roy. Look, you obviously think your sister's been very brave. Well, personally, I think she's been rather foolish. I mean, what exactly did she hope to achieve by blurting out a question like that?
Well, I didn't hear it, so I can't really say.
Well, it was about as subtle as a brick, by all accounts. And she had nothing to back it up with except hearsay.
Well, that's not a crime, though, is it?
Roy, have you never heard of libel?
What?
You do know she's been officially reprimanded, don't you?
I haven't had a chance to talk to her yet.
There'll have to be an apology on air, and she's currently waiting to hear about further action.
What further action?
Your sister could be facing the sack.
What?
So her station manager obviously thinks it's pretty serious.
Oh, I can't believe they do that to her.
No, well, hopefully it won't go that far. Do you want to know what I really think, Roy? I think the real villain of the piece is the guy who fed Brenda the information about Chalkman in the first place.
Well, who's that, then?
I don't know. But whoever he is, he hasn't even got the bottle to go on record and support her. And now he's left her hanging out to dry.
The Archers was written by Paul Broddick and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Julie Beckett and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.